Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the business. As a friend of mine says, thank you for the food. And you're going to be glad you did. And if you, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're glad to have you too. Welcome aboard. Ken Lebo is our guest. And Ken is a long time member of our Brain Trust, goes way back with us. And he's the guy that I first told you about. This was nothing more than a gleam in his eye when I first told you about Ken Lebo, introduced you to him. He had one book out called 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. One book, folks, count them, one book. Now he has something under 100 books out that have sold something under a billion copies galactically. He's our good friend. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. How many books now?
Well, actually, I've written about 20, and my most recent one, one of our subjects we're talking about today is free, and
yeah.
I've decided to put one of my books online, and it's free, so people can just go there.
So you're practicing what you preach?
Absolutely. Got to do it. Got to do it. Got to experiment it. Got to figure it out.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. So congratulations, and, you know, look what happens, folks, time after time. Look at all the people that after they started being on the Small Business Advocate Show, their career just exploded. Right, Ken?
Absolutely. You were instrumental.
I keep waiting on the commission checks, the fees to come rolling in.
I start writing, and my hand starts shaking.
You just can't get it in the envelope, can you?
What's an envelope? What's a stamp?
Hey Ken, I'll come get it. Just let me know when it's ready. I'll come over. Ken, you talked about free. You've got some ideas on some things that we can get for free on the internet. And it's amazing to me all the things that are free out there on the internet. And it's a good thing. But one of the things we need to talk about a little bit later on is how do you charge people for things when they get stuff for free? So what are some examples of free stuff that you got out there?
Well, you know, it all started out. There was an article in Wired magazine. There was a cover article, and the title was "Free: Why $0 is the Future of Business." And let's face it, we all know you can't give stuff away for free and have a business. That's just not the way capitalism works. So I read the article, tried to figure it out, and, you know, a lot of things on the internet we can do at very, very low cost because it's just so easy to do. And just to give some examples, or as an example, my website, and you mentioned the website of the lady that was on before me, is blogspot.com. Well, Blogspot is a Google blogging platform.
Right.
Google gives it away for free. And that's how my website is designed, and I design websites for people using blogger.com, and it's totally free. Google provides all the product. They provide the place to store it.
The hosting.
And the hosting, and it's all absolutely free. So that's just one example.
And they justify that through ads, right?
Well, that's Google's platform. 99% or 98% of their revenue is advertising. So that's how they're making basically all of their money, and they can provide so many features for free, not just blogger.com or their blogging platform, but so many things for free because they're just making so much money with advertising.
Right.
So that's their example. But so what can we offer for, or what can we get on the internet for free? And I've got at my site, I've created a little blog post related to today's interview so that people can see it. But here's something I found, and you may have heard of this. It's called Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, you can create your own radio talk show online for free.
Oh, great.
Yes. But there's one thing you have in your back pocket, Jim, that most people don't have.
What's
is
that?
The knowledge, how to talk on a daily basis with all the information. But
well, and, you know, and this, you know, this kind of charm and class and grace and personality, you know, you just don't pick that up at the grocery store, Ken.
That's right. That's right. Plus, you've got a 10-year lead on everybody else. But here's the interesting thing.
And modesty, too. That always helps, too.
That's right. But if you go to Blog Talk Radio, I was amazed to see this. First of all, within about 10 minutes, you can actually set up a talk radio show, so to speak.
Yeah.
As you well know, you got to have the content. So, but you don't have to download anything, and it's free. It's absolutely free. So that's just another example. Well, the other day I had to put PDF files and Word files online for a customer. Well, guess what? There's two sites, but one called DocStock.com. You can upload your PDF files there. They store them for you. They give them a way for you to actually embed it back into your website, and there it is. So another free item.
It's incredible, folks. Free things on the internet, lots and lots of stuff. We're going to come back and talk more about this and also your business model around this after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
It's getting near dawn.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog there, which we update every weekday. You can read articles to your little heart's content. Listen to archives of interviews that we've done, like the ones we've done with Ken over the years. You can go back and find those on all the different topics. Just find out think about what you're interested in today, and we've probably got something. We've covered an article or an archive or something that we have there on the site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Ken Lebo is our guest, and he's the guy who wrote the incredible Things to Do on the Internet books, about 20 or so of those. You can still get them wherever books are sold, right, Ken?
That's correct.
And we're talking about free things that you can get on the Internet. Ken, talk to us some more about that.
Well, this past week, actually it's probably still on the newsstand, Business Week as an example, their cover story is about blogs and how it's affected businesses and so on and so forth. And one of the things they talk about that's happened over the last few years is this whole social thing going on.
Yep.
And pretty much everyone's heard of Facebook and MySpace. So if you have a client base or customer base that's large enough and loyal enough, there's a site called Ning.com. And the guy that created this site is Mark Andreessen, who's the guy that created Netscape. Everybody remembers Netscape,
right?
One of the original browsers.
Give us the name of that website again. Ming?
Ning, Ning.com.
N-I-N-G.
Ning.com.
Okay, Ning.
And if you want to create a social networking environment around your website and your customer base, believe it or not, once again, for free, you can do this
with
that site. So you might have 500, 1,000, 10,000 customers, and you can create your own little social network within that. So if they're loyal customers, whatever it may be, you can do that. It's amazing the kinds of things that are out there.
But it's got to be ad-based, though, right? I mean, you're going to have to, if you get something free like that, aren't you going to have to let them bring their advertisers with you?
Not necessarily. I mean, as an example, I use Google's blog site, and there's not one ad on my site.
Not one ad.
No. So.
Do you use Gmail? Have you ever used Gmail?
That's all I use.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who use Gmail. Is there any ads there?
Are there any ads there? Well, believe it or not, the answer to your question is yes, there are. However, there's a little utility out there that you can get for free. That blocks all the ads. So in answer to your question, I don't see any ads because I've downloaded a little utility that blocks them all.
Don't you feel a little guilty stealing from Google like that?
Bless their
hearts, poor Google.
Yeah, my heart goes out for the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
but there are a lot of free things. What about building a website? You're saying that now does Google allow you to build a website for free?
Yes, Absolutely. They have a couple of different services. The service that I use and I recommend is their blogging service, because you can create a website that doesn't even look like, I mean, you can create a website that doesn't look like a blog. You can incorporate
right.
blogging in it. So if people go to my website, as an example, at Lebo.com, they can see exactly what it looks like.
Now tell us the difference between a website that's a website and a website that's actually a blog.
Well, a blog basically people post on a regular basis, whether it's daily or once a week or twice a week or whatever. And what you post goes in reverse chronological order. So today would be up top, yesterday would be one below it, a posting, and so forth. So that's basically what a
blog
is.
The way I differentiate between a blog and a website, a website gives you a home page, and it gives you a way of finding what you want that's behind it from that website. You can navigate around in it without really having to scroll a lot. But with a blog, if you want to go to something that was up there a week ago, instead of clicking over on a link that says last week, you're more likely to have to scroll a little bit, right?
Right. Yeah. Because if you think of a newspaper, you're going from page to page, you're flipping page to page. Well, now you're just going down.
Right.
Down the screen to get to the next article, so to speak.
So the reason I say I think some people might be a little confused. If they're just starting out, you know, should I have a blog or should I have a website? And how would you help them decide that?
Well, what I would say is I would probably say start out with a blog, because it's so simple to create. Literally in 10 minutes, you have created it. Now, number one, it may not be the best looking thing in the world, but at least anybody without any knowledge of how to write any kind of computer code or anything can create it. And again, it may not be the most beautiful thing in the world, but you got something up and running.
But then you got to provide content for it on a fairly regular basis. Right?
Well, if it's going to be a true blog with information that people want to come to on a regular basis, yes. But I don't know that you have to update that.
But you're saying if you wanted to have regular website kind of content online, but without having to create a website, you're saying it's easier to create a blog that looks like a website, put your stuff up on it as if it were a website. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. And
yeah.
And there's different platforms. We keep mentioning Google, but blogger.com, which is Google's product and service, allows you to do that. And it again, it's free, it's simple to use, and it's the one that I personally prefer.
Right. And folks, of course, what we're talking about are people who are literally getting started, who don't want to invest a lot of money. If you're not just getting started, or if you've got a budget, you want to try to have something a little nicer, this is not for you. We're talking about the beginners, really. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Ken Lebo. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, believe it or not, I am a professional. Don't try this at home. I don't care what Ken Lebo says. Ken Lebo is our guest. Welcome back. And we're talking about free things on the Internet. Well, Ken, of course, you know, talking about free, when I started doing what we do here, I had to make a decision, you know, do I want to put what we do behind a firewall, where you have to, you know, have to give your name and your email and your password, that kind of thing, and at least put it behind a wall and either not charge for it, but only let certain, you know, people in who tell me who they are, or maybe even charge for it. In fact, we went through a period where we looked into developing a paid version of what we do. And my fundamental goal when I started doing this back in 97, Ken, was to make sure that small business owners had whatever they needed and not have to pay for it and not have to tell anybody they were getting it. And the only way I could figure out how to do that was to do it online and on the radio, broadcast on the radio and online. And the only way to give it away, as you say, in order for me to have a business model, it would be to have corporate sponsors to help me pay for it. And so that's what we've done, and that's the reason why everything we have except for the books are free.
Mm-hmm. and that's you've got a model and it works, and that's great. That's the and that, you know, a lot of people, that's the way they're making money online is through advertising. And again, I don't like necessarily keep referring to Google, but again, that's how they're making all their money and providing all this stuff for free. The one that we've been talking about free a lot, and one thing I'd like to say is, what can now your listeners, what can they provide for free to right. their customers or the people that come to their website? And let me give you one example, and this is relatively easy to do, is, and I think what they can give for free is their knowledge, because obviously they're an expert in their business. And as one example I give is my son, who's in the renovation business. We looked at a lot of competitive websites that people that are in the home remodeling business, and they all look the same. They say, you know, we do kitchens, we do bathrooms, we do whatever. But how many people renovate their house on a regular basis? Nobody. They renovate mm-hmm. it once in their lifetime
right.
or maybe twice. Well, what we've done is we've found a lot of information. We call it the knowledge room. We're giving away for free knowledge mm-hmm. about how to do a renovation project.
Right.
So we have videos, we have articles, we have things about doing value. You know, if you redo your kitchen, what's the resale value of that? So basically what we've done, and none of his competitors do, is he gives away a lot of knowledge for free.
Yeah.
Now, what did it cost him to give this knowledge away? Nothing. So
let me say this, though. It probably is the best marketing thing he could do, because, number one, when he talks to customers, if they've seen his stuff, they'll be better educated, better able to help make the right decisions. Number two, if they ever thought they wanted to do it themselves, once they get into it, they'll say, you know what, this is why he charges so much. This is worth it.
That's right. So one of the recommendations I would give to your listeners is go out and look at a lot of your competitors, whether they're local or national, whatever they are, and you'll see that most of them are not giving away knowledge. They're just
right.
trying to sell something on their website. So
right.
come up with a way that you can give knowledge away on your website.
Well, exactly. And of course, part of the way you can do that is by shooting them information every week or two or month or once a month by email.
That's right.
Email distribution, building an email list, and email distribution is a great way. You know, Ken, I saw some recent research, and the number one way customers want you to contact them and to reach out to them with information and news about what you have and keeping in touch with them, the number one way they want to be done, want to be reached, is by email.
That's correct.
Rather than phone, rather than in person,
Nowadays, as you know, it's difficult to get the people on the telephone because it goes
exactly.
directly to their voicemail.
Exactly. So yeah. that's something. But the other thing is the blog thing. You know, you can, as you say, you can, you do this. You put a lot of good information up on your blog, and people go get it, and they come in, and they email it to people.
That's right.
So this is part of the definition of Web 2.0, isn't it?
That's right. And it's user-generated content. That's the main thing of what they call Web 2.0. We, as you know, and YouTube is a perfect example of that.
Yeah,
I think over time, you know, I mean, TV is kind of struggling right now to figure this whole thing out, and
right.
they are putting content online, but YouTube
mm-hmm.
was the guy that
right.
started the whole revolution.
Right. Now, but folks, that Google talk show host thing, I'd be careful about that. That doesn't sound like a good idea to me, Ken. In fact, I promise you, you don't want to go there. Trust me on that one. Hey, thanks, Ken, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next time. Ken Lebow, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Lebo, LEEBOW.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.